Proclamation number 6241, dated the April 18th, 1955. Gifts of the Spirit. Conditions. The gifts of the Spirit are bestowed upon every person who sincerely strives for them. They cannot be given to them. They have to be acquired by complying with my commandment of love for God and one's neighbor, by living a life in accordance with my will. For as soon as my will is done, the person will be living in my eternal order, and then light and strength will permeate him as in the beginning, since he was created in my eternal order, in perfection, that is, as a being with the same nature as mine. My spirit permeated the being, and my spirit will permeate it again as soon as it enters my eternal order as a human being once more. The fact that my spirit will never be able to work in a person who lives outside of my eternal order, that he will therefore never be able to demonstrate the gifts of the Spirit, must be completely understandable to you. This is why every word reception also requires the working of my spirit in the human being, for to receive my word means to be instructed in absolute truth, to know about everything which makes my nature understandable to you humans, to know about the reason and cause, the purpose and aim of my reign and activity and of everything that is visible to you. To be instructed in the truth means to be guided into realization, which you once possessed but lost due to your own fault. Hence this initiation into the truth through my spirit, through my word, is a present, a gift which I convey to everyone who voluntarily attains a degree of maturity, as this is the condition for the granting of spiritual gifts. Each one of you is able to acquire them. No one will be excluded. However, they cannot be attained by someone who does nothing to contribute towards it, who does not shape his nature into love, which alone enables the dormant spirit within him to establish a connection with the Father Spirit, so that I myself can then work in him through my spirit. Therefore it follows that a connection with me must always be established and that this requires conscious striving towards me. Anyone who thus makes contact with me myself has already voluntarily taken a step into my kingdom. He had relinquished his resistance to me and completely turned his will towards me, and his share therefore has to be light and strength, which are offered to him from my kingdom. The human being can enter my kingdom unhindered at all times if I am his goal. But he will not be granted admission as long as I am still excluded from his thoughts and aspirations. However, in that case he can be led by my adversary to his realm, who will make him believe that he arrived at the right goal, who will also know exactly what the human being is striving for, and who will give him what he is looking for according to his desire. This applies to people who thirst for knowledge, yet not for the sake of the pure truth but for their own advantage, who want to know in order to be important and not in order to testify to me and on my behalf. They, too, will receive something but from the one who opposes the truth, because he opposes me. True gifts of the Spirit will only be received by an earthly child which is utterly devoted to me, which therefore also knows the full truth since it will request it from me myself, and which therefore also clearly recognizes what is error and what is truth, whose desire for truth prevents my adversary from gaining entry, because he identifies a connection between the earthly child and me as a brightly shining ray which he avoids so as not to be touched by it himself. But where he finds admission due to congenial thinking and striving, he will cause all the more damage. For he will always make an effort to obscure the light which shows people the right path. He will always work against me yet hide his true face behind a mask. For it is the time of the end and he knows that he doesn't have much time left. Amen.